السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، some of the Salaf they say ليس العجب ممن هلك كيف هلك، ولكن العجب ممن نجا كيف نجا. That it is not amazing who is destroyed and how they are destroyed. That who is destroyed and how they are destroyed is not what is amazing. But what is amazing is من نجا كيف نجا. Those that are saved, how they are saved. Last week we began discussing the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, reported in a number of sources from a number of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reported also from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma and Ibn Abi Awfa and others from the Sahaba. As was reported by Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith that is Hassan, is authentic, greeted to be as such by a Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, ثَلَاثٌ munjiyat. There are three things that save a person. There are three things that save a person. فَخَشْيَةُ اللَّهِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ. The first is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in private. وَالْقَصْدُ فِي الْفَقْرِ وَالْغِنَى. And a person being moderate with their wealth in a time of poverty, in a time of wealth, or a time of richness. وَالْعَدْلُ الرَّضَى وَالْغَضَبُ. And a person being just and balanced and fair when he is pleased and when he is angry. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَثَلَاثٌ مُحْلِكَاتٌ. And there are three things that destroy a person. And there are three things that destroy a person. Hawan muttaba, wa shuhun muta', wa ijabun mar'i bi nafsihi wa hiya ashadduhunna. And those three things is a person following desires and obeying their impulse to be greedy and stingy. Wa ijabun mar'i bi nafsihi wa hiya ashadduhunna. And a man being astonished with himself, and that is the worst of all of these things. And a man being astonished with himself, and that is the worst of all of these things. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his hadith, he informed us of the greatest of causes for the destruction of the individual and the community, the destruction of the family, the destruction of the society. How in muttaba, the first he said is a person following his desires, a person following their whims and their desires. And what is meant by following one's desires is that their love and their hate, what they love and what they hate, is not in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a person will love what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hates, or hate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person, that their desires is not in conformity to what's sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. It's the greatest of causes of the destruction of a person. From the greatest of things that destroy the religion of Islam. And from the greatest of things that lead people astray from the straight path. Hawan muttaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْصَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. He said, recite to the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the story, the news, the information about the person who cast off our clear signs, who threw his religion to the side. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And he was followed by Satan. And he became from those that were astray. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. And if we had so willed, we would have raised him. Scholars of Tafsir, they say this was a man from Banu Israel who was known for knowledge, who was known for being from the scholars of his people, who cast the religion to the side. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. And if we had so willed, we would have raised him and honored him because of the religion. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. But instead he clung greedily to the earth and he followed his desires. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ كَلْبٍ. The example and the parable of this person is like a dog. إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكُ يَلْهَثْ. If you were to bear down upon him, he will loll out his tongue, he would pant. Or if you left him alone, he would still pant. He is not affected by any admonition or by any warning. What he has learned from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it doesn't have an effect upon his heart. It doesn't cause him to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haqq al-tuqa, with the true taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't cause him to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of his ability. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ كَلْبٍ. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he compared him to a dog. A person who was like this, he is like a dog. Because he followed his desires. He followed his desires until his desires took him right out of the religion. As was stated by some of the salaf, they said, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْهَوَى هَوًا لِأَنَّهُ يَهْوِي بِصَاحِبِهِ فِي النَّارِ. That hawa, that desire, that it is called hawa. And the word hawa in the Arabic language, it means a suqut. It means to plummet, to plunge. It is called that. It is named as such because it causes a person to plunge and fall right into the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرُهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. Don't you see the one who has taken his desires as his God, as his deity, as that which he worships? أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا؟ أم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, are you responsible for him? Are you going to be a guardian for him? أم تحسب أن أكثرهم يسمعون ويعقلون? Do you think that the majority of them really hear what you say or understand what you say? إنهم إلا كالأنعام بل هم أضل سبيلا. But rather they are nothing but like and even more astray than cattle. The ulama of Islam, they mention that there are different categories of people who worship their desires. فمن عباد الهوى من يعبدون الأشخاص يرجون نفعهم أو يخافون بطشهم ومكرهم فيحلون ما حرم الله أو يحرمون ما أحل الله فيطيعونهم في ذلك. From them are those, from those who worship their desires are those who worship personalities and other people because they hope for some good from them or they fear some harm from them or they fear their plotting. And so when they make permissible what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden or forbid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted, they obey them in that and cooperate with them in that and condone what they are upon of falsehood. وَلَمْ يَقْتَسِرُوا عَلَى هَذَا. And they don't restrict themselves to just obeying them. بَلْ يَرْمَوْنَ الشَّرِيعَ. But rather they accuse the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالْقَصْوَةِ وَالْجَفَاءِ وَالْجَوْرِ. They accuse the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of being too harsh or being oppressive or عَدْمَ الْمُلَاءَمَةِ لِنَوْعِ الْإِنسَانِ, or saying that it is not appropriate for the human race in the times in which we live to follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they call to casting away al-shara'i, to casting away al-aqa'id al-islamiyah, to casting away the beliefs of Islam, and to casting away morality, and to casting away what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, تحت شعار الحرية, under the banner and the slogan of freedom. And so you find a Muslim, and when he is advised with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, to stay away from it, they are free to do as they please. That they are free to do as they please. This is a free country. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said in his Nuniya, he said, farru min arq alladhi khuliqu lah fabru bi arq an-nafsi wash-shaytani. He said, the people from the slavery that they have been created for, the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship, out of love of Allah and recognition and recognizing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرُّ مِنَ الرِّقِ الَّذِي خُلِقُ لَهُ. They fled and ran away from the slavery they have been created for, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبُلُوا بِرِقِ النَّفْسِ وَالشَّيْطَانِ. And so they were tested with slavery to their soul and slavery to the shaitan. They are the slaves of the dunya. The dunya uses them and they do not use it. وَمِنْ عُبَّادُ الْأَهْوَىٰ عِبَادَةُ الدُّنْيَا. And from those that worship their desires are those that worship the dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّنَارِ تعيس عبد الدرهم تعيس عبد الخميسة إلى آخر الحديث. He said that those that worship the dirham and the dinar, those that worship wealth and currency, that they are destroyed. Those that worship the dunya, worship money, they are destroyed. From worshiping the dunya, the ulama of Islam, they say, is that a person, that a person makes the dunya his highest ambition and the extent of his knowledge. And that a person makes the dunya al-ghayat al-manshuda. He makes the dunya his objective. And he that which is a focus. And he will not stop at any means to get the dunya. And to enjoy himself in a way that is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbil Alameen. So if the person must engage, if he must engage mar in a riba, or any affair that is forbidden of a dhulm and a tuqyan and a rashwa of bribery and oppression or gambling or selling that which is forbidden, he does not restrict himself from any of that because of his love of the dunya, and because of his love of money, and because of his worship of it. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. Likewise, from the worship of the dunya, is ibadatu shahawat, is a person worshipping their lusts to the point that you find a person reaches a level where they believe that Islam is an obstacle between them and that which will benefit them in their lives, between them and that woman that they are in love with, or the man that the girl is in love with, or between them and those illegal earnings that are from their lusts and their desires to acquire. And so we see in this way that following one's desires that destroys a person utterly and completely and entirely. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَشُحٌ مُطَاعٌ. He said, likewise, from the muhlikat, from the things that destroy a person, الشُحٌ مُطَاعٌ, is a person obeying their greed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَأُحْضِرَتْ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحٌ. He said, and the souls are always presented, are ever present, are always presented with a shuh, with greed and stinginess. The person that is greedy, the ulama of Islam, they say what is meant by a shuh, what is meant by greed, it is worse than just regular stinginess. They said, because al-bukhul an yabkhal al-insan bima fi yadihi fala yuaddi haqq Allah wa yadihi, is that a person is stingy with the money that is in his hand, and so he doesn't fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his money. But the Salaf, they said, washuh, that shuh, that this greed, al-man'u ma'al hirs, any a person withholding from using their wealth for the good, along with having a desire for more and more and more, أَنْ يَشِّحَ بِمَا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يُبَالِي كَيْفَ يَأْخُذُهُ. A person doesn't care how they get their wealth. They are greedy, they want what is in the hands of the people. And so shuh, it leads to every type of evil you can imagine. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالشُّحُ فَإِنَّ الشُّحَ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. He said, I warn you of greed, for verily greed destroyed those who came before you. أَمَرَهُمْ أَنْ يَقْتَعُوا أَرْحَامَهُمْ فَقَطَعُوا. أَمَرَهُمْ أَنْ يَقْتَعُوا أَرْحَامَهُمْ وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالْفُجُورِ فَفَجَرُوا وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِالظُّلْمِ فَظَلَمُوا. It ordered them to cut off the ties of the womb, and so they cut off the ties of kinship. And it ordered them with wickedness, and so they fell into wickedness. And it ordered them with oppression, and so they oppressed one another. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Da'ahum ayasfiku dima'ahum." That greed, that it invited the people to shed the blood of one another, that they killed one another because of their love of the dunya. Fashuhun muta'. So a person cooperating with the natural impulse to keep all of the good that they have for their sake is from the greatest of things that destroy a person and destroy a society. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, والعجاب المرء بنفسه وهي أشدهن. He said that the last thing is a person being astonished with their self. The last thing, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any person who hears these three things, the following of desires, or obeying one's impulse to be greedy and stingy, withhold from the khayr, or being astonished with their self and thinks that they are free of any of these things and they are fooling their self. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any person that thinks that they are free of these things and they are fooling and tricking their self, without a doubt, a person cannot begin to cure the diseases within their heart and the illnesses of their soul until they realize and recognize what they are. وَعِجَابُ الْمَرْءِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَهِيَ أَشَدُّهُنَّ. It's from the most astonishing of affairs that you find a person has no reason to be arrogant and no reason to be stuck up and no reason to be astonished with himself. He doesn't have wealth. And if he has knowledge, what he has of knowledge is very little. And the benefit that it is to him is very little. You find a person knows a very little arrogant and very astonished with their self. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in authentic narration, he said, لَوْلَا أَنَّكُمْ تُذْنِبُونَ لَخَشِيْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ الْعُجْبَ الْعُجْبَ. He said, if it wasn't for the fact that you all commit sins, then I would fear for you what is even worse than it. I would fear for you what is even more harmful than sins. الْعُجْبَ الْعُجْبَ. Being astonished with yourself, being astonished with yourself. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not tested mankind and not decreed for the son of Adam that he would sin as a test for him, then he would have been destroyed by amazement of himself. He would have been destroyed by self-amazement. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not tested him with sins. And he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, and so the sin that humbles, the sin that lowers a person, the sin that causes a person to break down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an act of worship or an act of obedience that a person does being astonished with their self and behaving as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owes them something. He said the person who was astonished with himself, he said his situation is a number of affairs, one of a number of affairs. He said either his astonishment with himself will cause him, while he is engaged in acts of obedience, it will cause him to fall short and to stop before he completes those acts of obedience. He said, and this is the best case scenario for him. It is better for him that he stops the act of obedience. If he is doing it to impress himself, it is better for him to stop the act of obedience. If he is not doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is not doing it recognizing the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him, and the fact that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave him a tongue to speak and limbs to obey him with, and who gave him the irada and who gave him the ambition and the aspiration to do these acts of worship in the first place, and realizes that without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he is nothing. And the only thing that can be attributed to himself is nothingness. And everything that he does is billahi wa lillah wa min Allah. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it needs to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he cannot bring himself to that realization, then it is better for him that his astonishment will cut him off before the end of the action, before he completes the action. He said, or a person will complete the action, but the fruit of the action and the effect upon it, the effect of it upon him will be very little and very weak. He said, or the harms of the action will be greater than the benefits of the action upon him. To the point that he mentioned in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib, in al-Kalim, he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that some of the Salaf, they said that it is possible that a person will do an act of obedience that causes them to enter the fire, and that another person will commit a sin that causes them to enter the paradise. A person will do an act of worship and become conceited and become amazed with their self to the point that that conceit and that self-amazement will cause them to enter the fire. While another person will commit a sin and humiliated and humbled and will break their self down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent and spend the rest of their life trying to make up for what they missed of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sin, to the extent that sin that they committed will be the reason that they enter the paradise. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, likewise, in Al-Fawa'id, he said in Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, the Amir al-Muslimin, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the ruler of the Muslims, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, كَانَ إِذَا خَتَبَ فَخَافَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مِنَ الْعُجُبِ قَطَعَ. And when he would give the khutbah, and he was afraid of self-astonishment or being amazed with himself during the khutbah, he would stop the khutbah. That would be the end of the khutbah. وَإِذَا كَتَبَ كِتَابًا فَخَافَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ مَزَّقَ. And that whenever he would write something, and he would be astonished at what he wrote, and amazed with what he wrote, he would tear it up. He would tear it up. Inna nahnu mina salaf. Where are we from the salaf al-salih? Allah, a person who thinks that they are free of any of these things, they are tricking themselves. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the dua of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he will say, Alahumni ya'udhu bika min sharri nafsi. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my soul. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.